Welcome back to The Bottom Line on KCPW. I'm Doug Wells, and today I'm happy to share with you another Startup Spotlight interview. These are shorter interviews that focus on the earlier stages of a company's development. Today we've got Sumner Douglas, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Vutility. Welcome, Sumner.
Well, thank you very much for having us here, Doug.
So what does Vutility do?
So Vutility is a really interesting utility-based company. What we do is provide real-time analytics and data on basically all of utilities, so on gas, water, and electricity. So we've got three major customer channels, one of which is residential. So actually, as a resident in Park City, hopefully we'll actually have a distribution in Park City soon, and people will be able to pull up their iPhone, download our app, and have real-time visibility on all of the utilities that they use in their home and in their business.
And is this something that my utility company will provide to me, or will I be a client of Vutility directly?
So it can actually happen in either way. So our short-run strategy is actually to go directly to the end consumer, to residents. In Park City, it'll take place a little bit differently. Park City is taking place in a competition in which Park City, the city itself, is actually buying the product from Vutility, so it should be free to the end consumer there. And in most cases, the app will actually be free to the end consumer. But in some of the short-run cases, maybe in Salt Lake City and in the near future over the next couple of months, you could have to pay $2 per meter per utility, so $6 a month to have access to real-time access and data on all utility usage in your home.
And give me an idea as to why a homeowner would want real-time access to their utilities.
Well, a lot of homeowners actually have been wanting this for a really long time. First of all, our product typically tends to save the homeowner between $40 to $80 a month in utility usage, which is a pretty deep savings for most customers. I think a lot of people these days are really interested in actually conserving utilities, especially finite utilities like water. And I don't think that very many of the end residential consumers have been able to do that. And the reason why is because they've never been able to actually measure their utility usage in real time. So what our system will allow you to do is basically see real-time access of what's happening. So you can actually unplug your TV while the app is running and see how that's going to be able to affect your utility bill in real time. So it educates and enables the end consumer to really make a big difference in their utility consumption.
And I don't want to get too much into the technology, but
of course,
I know the meters themselves in many parts of the country are what's called smart meters.
Right.
Does Vutility require a homeowner to have a smart meter already?
Yeah, so actually 95% of the United States, the residential United States, has smart meters already. And so what we do is we pick up all of what's the radio frequencies that are emitting from all different types of meters out there, aggregate them, and provide that data to you in real time. And also to commercial applications and utilities and solar power companies as well.
Okay. And Vutility as a company went through boom startup, and we're kind of highlighting all the companies that just graduated from boom startup's spring summer program. And you were actually at the beginning of the boom startup program. You were on the boom startup side of the table.
That's correct.
What was it about this company? You saw a lot of companies that somebody with your background, companies would love to have you join. What was it about this company that you said, I really want to get involved with them directly?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was a really interesting process. In the boom startup screening process, I screened 775 companies in the first 3 months of this year, looking at all of the major tech companies throughout the city. And throughout the program, I saw really, and even previous to the program, I saw a really unique opportunity in Vutility. It's a very disruptive technology, and I think ultimately has the potential to scale domestically and internationally at a pretty expedient rate, which is something that has really interested me, as well as I've actually been part of a couple of renewable technology or utility consumption or reduction plays over the past 5 to 10 years, and it's something that's very passionate. I have a strong passion for it, and that's initially what drew me to Vutility.
You know, it's also a very competitive space. I've seen,
Absolutely.
I'm a member of the Park City Angels. I've seen a half a dozen companies come through where really their focus is on helping to save on utilities. And it's
Exactly.
proven to be a really tough space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's been your experience with these other startups as well.
So with other startups that I've been involved with actually in this space, yes, it's a competitive space, but what I find is if you have the best technology and the best data collection system within those spaces, then it offers a pretty big step up, and you can disrupt the actual marketplace and get a lot of market share quite easily. And while this is a very competitive space, I think that between the hardware and the disruptive technology we've created there and the actual focus on end consumer usability within our platform, I think we've got a really unique play that that the competition is going to have a hard time keeping up with.
Yeah, no, I've seen the pitch of Utility, and it's very striking what the capabilities are. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the competitiveness of this space, you were in two other startups in the related space. How did those companies do financially? Were they financially successful?
They were very financially successful. In fact, both of them had successful exits and were acquired by larger energy groups in the space, actually.
Oh, well, that's encouraging because the companies we had seen, you know, what we saw was it was easy to get with the smaller utilities, but it was harder to make that jump to the bigger utility.
Right. As a matter of, yeah, I think that's something that we've looked at deeply within Utility. And one of the interesting aspects about our platform is using a couple of different distribution methodologies, we're going to be able to have about 95% visibility on the state of Utah by the end of the year. So our strategy is not to approach the end utility right off the bat. Our strategy is actually to acquire all of their customers off the bat and then be able to take that system to the utility and show them exactly what it looks like and how helpful this can be to the utility company.
If you're just joining us, our guest this morning is startup entrepreneur Sumner Douglas. He is the chief operating officer at Utility. So I'll make it a little easier for you to pick up some of those 95% of Utah. If folks want to use the Utility app, is there a way they can access it today?
Yeah, they can actually access it through the Apple App Store, and they should be able to download it directly within the month.
And then at that point, there's nothing from an infrastructure standpoint. It's not like, you know, with Nest Thermostat, which helps you control your heating and cooling in your house. You've got to install some hardware. There's no hardware the consumer needs to install.
That's the beautiful part of what Utility does. All you have to do is go outside, look at your utility meters, and you plug in the number from your utility meter, therefore claiming the meter on your actual app, and then we're streaming real-time the information that takes place on your utility meter to your phone.
Great. And give me some more examples. You mentioned like, you know, our televisions use energy even when they're off. So, if you had it hooked up to a power cord that you could easily switch on and off, that would save you some energy. What are some other things you've seen your customers do?
So a common thing that we see in our beta test case that we've been deploying on houses is as soon as we deploy the app with the homeowner, we actually see them run through the house and unplug everything in the house so they can try and get to ground zero, basically using no utilities at all or no energy, specifically in this case electricity. And then they tend to re-educate themselves by plugging in each piece of or each device, whether it be a TV or a refrigerator or a toaster or a cell phone charger, to see how much each and every one of those devices use. And that's one of the most interesting aspects about our app is it's actually kind of a behavioral play because for the first time in history, the end consumer will have the ability to educate themselves on how much each device in their home actually uses.
Interesting. You know, it's a big space, and when we see people, you know, that's a fair amount of work to run around your house and disconnect everything and see.
It is. You can start with the big things.
Yeah, but you do see people. People are much more interested in this. You know, I have friends that have installed solar on their house, even though the payback period is still 15 years.
That's correct.
So it's definitely an area that I think we're getting all more conscious about. Absolutely. If folks did some of the lower hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. What percent, let's just use electricity, would they save 5% on their electricity bill, 10%? What do you think it would be?
We're looking at an average savings around 20% with our capabilities. So that's a lot more than many of the other systems in the past, but we would provide a much deeper level of visibility on the homes and the actual real-time usage. A lot of the past existing systems, they'd collect information on utility usage, maybe maybe twice a day, maybe twice a month at a maximum, right? Which really didn't enable people to see the granular level of how utilities were being used. And ours is much different in that it collects information every 15 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's a big difference when you see it real time. I've had my utility send me reports once a month.
Yeah.
My Nest, I have two of them in my house, lets me know how I do versus other people in my zip code, mm-hmm. which is actually really helpful. But again, I only see it once a month. So real-time data, I think, could very well be the secret sauce for your company. Well, let's talk about your journey. So you were with Boom Startup. What were you doing before Boom Startup?
So I've actually been a serial entrepreneur for quite a while. So previous to Boom Startup, I'd actually founded another company in New York City or co-founded another company in New York City called Glassview Media. It's a social video seeding and publication company that uses algorithms to drive better performance or better ROI on ad spends for large companies like Air France, Gucci, Armani, Quicken Loans, a bunch of different clients of ours. And it's been a very successful startup. And in fact, we actually expanded into Tokyo this last year. So I actually helped to build the company and the infrastructure behind the company and train the sales team.
So that's a big thing to mm-hmm. leave behind to join Boom Startup. Why did you decide you wanted to do that?
You know, originally, while I was in school at Westminster College, I actually started working for the University Venture Fund, the largest student-run and student-managed venture capitalist firm in the world. And I really enjoyed the being on the investor side of the table and looking at a lot of different deals, and I'm very passionate about that as well. So I had a really good opportunity to jump into the one of the top 15 accelerators in the U.S., and I thought I'd better take it. So while it was a difficult thing for me to do at the time, I feel like I've grown significantly because of my experience at Boom Startup, and some of the mentorship from Rob Koontz has been extraordinary as far as really developing some of my investment skills on that side. So
I'm glad to hear that, because it takes a lot to put a program like that together, and I know you were doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the last program.
Absolutely. 80-hour weeks.
So, you know, I've asked the companies what are some of the things they learned through going through the program. Mm-hmm. What were some of the takeaways that you had being part of the Boom Startup team and supporting that experience for the entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I took away a lot of really unique things this year. I really got to learn, I got to meet pretty much every capital entity in the entire city, from venture capitalists to angel investor, and see what they like and what they really want and what interests them. And that was a really unique experience in and of itself. I also have come to find that Salt Lake City is a really extraordinary tech center of the world and is becoming one of the fastest growing tech hubs in the United States right now. And in fact, there's more good companies than there is capital to throw at them in Salt Lake City right now. If you talk to a lot of the investors, whether it be angel investors or venture capitalists, they'll typically say that there's more deals for them to invest in than they have money. So that was a really unique takeaway and definitely made the process of sorting through 775 companies to pick nine a much more difficult process. You know, as you run a program like this, you certainly get to work with the entrepreneurs, and you learn a lot about a lot of different types of companies, and also kind of can identify with the struggles, the typical struggles of an entrepreneur. So there were a lot of different things that I learned from this program this year.
Yeah, no, it's a great program, and it wouldn't happen without the hard work of folks like yourself, as well as the leadership of Rob Koontz and Steve Curtis and his colleagues. So we thank you for that hard work, and we thank you for joining us this morning on The Bottom Line.
Doug, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Our guest this morning has been Sumner Douglas. He is now the Chief Operating Officer of Utility. Today's show was recorded at KCPW Studios on Library Square and produced by Ross Chambliss. You can hear the entire interview on our website, kcpw.org. You can tweet me at Savvy Wells or at KCPW Bottom Line. I'm Doug Wells. Join me next week on The Bottom Line.